The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ. I'm Tim Durkin in for Lauren today. And as we are talking, the team is traveling, so we decided to head to the dunk, the hangar, whatever you want to call it, to talk to the head coach and general manager of the Trenton Golden Hawks, who's been coming off of a pretty cool week. First of all, congratulations. It's been quite the year, but it's been quite kind of the 2 years. You come over from a rival with one team to another, you take the team to the championship, and then it gets done this year. Just your thoughts on where it is now, and did you think that this was the potential that you guys had going into training camp, Coach?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty amazing winning a championship. Last year was a heartbreak. For back-to-back years, Trenton lost in the finals, and Fournier is the only guy left over from 2 years ago. So he's been to three league finals. It was nice for us to get that, not only for him, but for the fans and the community that have, you know, stuck with us and stayed positive and really pushed us to try to get to this point. Looking at our roster, we were built to hopefully win a championship this year. That was our goal. Our goal was the national championship, but we still only have 8 guys returning from last year's team. So it might have taken a little bit in playoffs for us to find our footing, but there was a lot of guys in this room that haven't played playoff hockey or won any playoff rounds or had success. So once we got rolling, the guys really started to figure out what it takes to be successful this time of year. It all came together pretty nicely.
One of the unique abilities you have is somebody who has played, but somebody who's also won at the professional level. You've obviously felt that feeling before. Before you won the Calder Cup, did you have, I don't want to call it a traumatic loss, but just one that was devastating that helped create in you that drive to win with the team you did in Binghamton?
That's a good question. When I played in Wellington in Tier 2, we ended up making the Robank Cup. We won the OJ, and that was a pretty special experience. My first 3 years of pro, we didn't make the playoffs. And just seeing guys that you battle against all the time, all year, or friends on other teams, and the success they have, but also when they talk about how hard it is to win, you don't really understand what it takes until you go through it. And there's only one way to get experience, and it is to go through it. But I think for us as a team, you know, for our coaching staff and our ownership and our fans, to understand, you know, where we came up short the last couple of years and what it really takes. And then the guys that are coming back from the last couple of years, they could really pull the guys in and kind of explain and lead by example of how hard it is. It's a daily grind. We played 21 playoff games in like 50 days. It's hard. And the rest that the last couple of days has helped. But I'm so proud of the guys.
One of the things I remember, it was a quote Don Cherry said, that the joy of winning is not as big a high as the sadness is equating to the losing, that's a bigger letdown than the joy is of winning. When you have guys go through that, is it more valuable than anything you can say or any video that you can show them, that emotion that those guys have?
Yeah, sports is crazy. There's always a winner and there's always a loser. And looking at, you know, the game 6 in Milton, the joy on guys' faces and just how much fun they had. And then you look down the other side of the rink and you see Milton and you feel for them. They gave it everything they had. And we've been in that position before. And having Forns and Roach and Matthews and Spry, Artichuk, Darlison, Kylo Ellis, like guys that have been here, Kuipers, for a couple years and felt the agony of defeat. It's one of the hardest feelings in the world, especially when you lay it out on the line. And, you know, we're always going to have regrets, but they brought it into this season. And obviously from day one to now, we're two different teams, but they were pretty dialed in from day one. And we had the most successful season in regular season history for Trenton. And obviously with the regular season championship was huge, but the way they stepped it up in playoffs was unbelievable.
Trenton head coach Derek Smith here on the Lauren Brooker Show. It's a unique situation to do the travel because it's really the only time of year that there's more than 3 or 4 hours to it. And there's a whole lot more. I always wonder if it's like an iceberg where people see on the ice, but they don't see all the other stuff that goes on behind closed doors. This adds other unique challenges to that. What are some of the things about being in a tournament like the Nationals that you have to watch out for, that you guys have to look after, that's just not 60 minutes on the ice?
Well, a big thing is, especially in the OJ, we don't spend a lot of time together on the road. So having a group of teenagers and early 20s in a hotel room to keep them dialed in is going to be, you know, a task for all of us, especially in a city like Calgary. But they're looking forward to it. They've earned the opportunity to play for a national title, and they're all looking forward to spending some more time together. Doesn't matter what happens this week. They only have 2 weeks left together, so I know they're cherishing every moment. But, you know, Tracy, Lego Davis, and Don Cotton, and Todd Reed are grinding behind the scenes to make sure that everything is set up to itinerary, so it gives us a chance to have the most success. But, you know, on the ice for the national title, every game means pretty much everything, and we got to make sure that we're dialed in the way we need to play, but also every face-off, every detail, every choice that we make on the ice could be either positive or negative. So we got to make sure that our players are set up for success as much as they can throughout every shift.
As I was just about to do the interview with you, I was looking out at the sign that you have outside the door, and it's the things that you can control. And, you know, you can't control the refs, and you can't control the bad food or the hotel or whatever it is. A lot of these guys, that can take years for it to kind of sink in. Is the bond grow in a group like this when you say, I'm going to block that shot for him because he'd do the exact same thing for me?
That's exactly it. They all want to win. They all want to get better every day. They all want to play at the next level. But until they have the belief that they're doing it for each other, there's a limit to how high you can go. And we continuously pushed our ceiling higher because the bond that they have, you know, since trade deadline, since playoffs started, we've been a different team, and you can see the sacrifice for each other and just the joy and excitement when somebody else scores or makes a big hit or blocks a shot. And it realistically takes everybody. We have 30 players on this roster, which is a lot of guys, but everybody has contributed, whether it's, you know, Fournier and Roach or Ellis. Sanborn and Spry were both fantastic this year. And then you get Jackson Pierce, who hasn't played a game in a couple months, comes in and scores a game winner against Milton in game two. And they keep pushing each other in practice to get better, but they also enjoy coming to the rink every day. And that's what they fought for, is just a longer season. They don't want to go home yet. Obviously, we have a couple weeks left, but just the excitement that they have with each other every day to spend some more time with their family and their friends is everything.
A couple more with head coach Derek Smith. One of the interesting things about this particular championship is I know there's higher levels as far as talent is concerned, but there's something like 113, 115, 118 teams in the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Do you know of a tougher trophy to win? I mean, not just in hockey, but at any level of any sport, anywhere that goes where you could play almost the same distance in the postseason as you do in the regular season?
Yeah, it's a grind. Now looking at, you know, the other leagues and other teams, we're the only league representing Hockey Canada here that has four rounds of playoffs. Okay. So it gives us an extra round, which means that we're really battle tested. It also means that we've played a lot more hockey than everybody, but it's a tough trophy to win because it's going to be 3 months of playoff hockey.
What's your role in all this? Because I mean, it's not a 9-to-5 job. You have other guys that you look at as equals, and they bring different things on the coaching staff. But what is the main message, or what is the main thing that you have to bring to the table as a coach? Because obviously you've known the player side. What did you look for in the coach?
I guess that's a tough question. The big thing is, we as a coach, we have to set these guys up for success. And that is about good practice habits. It is about being good teammates, learning how to be uncomfortable and push through things that you don't want to do. But also, a big thing at this level for all of us staff, whether it's coaching staff, management, Macker and Leah, Tracy, we all have to show we care. And I think that's one thing that we do well as an organization, is we're all in it for the right reasons. We all want to win. We all want to win a championship at the end of the year. But we also are a big part of these kids' lives. Most of them have moved away from home, and they're in billet houses, and they spend almost, you know, a couple hours every single day at the rink. And we got to make sure that we're teaching them values. We're helping them grow up. Yes, they're going to make choices that we're not happy with sometimes, but for the most part, they learn from them, and it helps them not grow at their own pace, but to learn what they want to do to make them successful. And it's been fun. I love coaching this level just for that reason. But for this short tournament, it's about just getting the guys dialed in and on the same page again. And I know we've had a couple of days off, so I know they want it. I know they want to win for each other, and hopefully they can do it.
And I guess lastly, as far as the tournament is concerned, you're playing a lot of good teams from all over the country. Tell us a little bit about the tournament and some of the video you've watched and what you're expecting out of some of these teams.
Looking at the stats, it looks like I think it's been 4 years since Hockey Canada went to the Centennial Cup with 10 teams. But there's seven teams, I think, that were all first place in their league. Grand Prairie finished second. They ended up making it and playing Calgary as the host. Cam River was a second place team. Northern Manitoba have had a fantastic second half. I think they finished fourth or fifth in their league. But just looking at the teams here, there wasn't a lot of Cinderella stories. We're getting, for the most part, the top teams from every league that also won the playoffs. So we're looking forward to the challenge, but it's going to be amazing. And especially with a realistically a one-game elimination where every game matters, it brings the stakes that much higher.